February is Esophageal Cancer Awareness Month. It's also a good reminder for people that acid reflux is not normal if you've had it every day for more than 3 weeks, and you should go to a GP. Traditionally, anti-reflux surgery has been carried out in less than 2% of NHS patients with the condition. So now, Reflux Stop is available in 3 NHS hospitals, including Chelsea and Westminster. My name is Lucy Mayer, and I've been speaking to 53-year-old former chef Philip Perkins, who's had the surgery. This is what he had to tell me.
I'm Philip Perkins, a patient from Chelsea and Westminster.
You've just undergone a life-changing procedure, haven't you?
Yeah, it was quite stressful, the procedure. I mean, I was quite worried about it.
You had acid reflux, didn't you? What exactly is acid reflux? What were your symptoms? What led you to be in the situation you were in?
So basically, when I was eating food, I was unable to swallow properly. The food would get lodged. You felt like you were choking. You almost felt like you were dying, you know. you're gonna die and stuff. And I had to always carry a water bottle around, knocking back water, flushing it through, so to speak. And then when it went down, it was very, very painful. And then lots of heartburn and afterwards, and reflux as well after that event. So yeah, it was quite difficult to manage.
How was your path to diagnosis?
I was referred by my GP to the hospital, Chelsea and Westminster, and I was complaining of symptoms of being unable to swallow and getting lots of pain and all that kind of stuff. So I was seen by the team there, and the doctor came up with this device that they were going to be introducing quite soon to the NHS. It hadn't gone through the ethics or you know, it was still on the, it was still waiting for it to be approved. So I was explained about the procedure and about what it would do, and it would change my life, so to speak. So I went along with it, and lucky enough, I was able to see Dr. Gomez, and he was the man that performed the reflux stop procedure. So, which is a small implant which is inserted into the top of the stomach. As I say, it's performed under anaesthetic.
It must have been nerve-wracking because, like you said, it is a new procedure. And was there any part of you that thought, I don't want to go ahead with it?
Yeah, I mean, I was quite scared because I went under local anaesthetic. I've never done that before, so I've never had an operation of any sort. So it was brand new, you know, to be on the line on the table waiting for someone to shove a needle in your arm and to say, right, you're going to wake up at the other end. So, yeah, I was quite scared. But I was also scared about what it would do. That's right, what side effects that could be. But those were, I was given a lot of reassurance actually by Dr. Gomez and his team and stuff like that. So I felt I was in very safe hands, yeah.
And you underwent the surgery in September 2024. Because it's a new procedure, just explain, did you have to stay in? You've said that it wasn't a general anaesthetic, but what happened? What was the aftercare like?
I was in a room where everyone was in the recovery room, as you call it. And Dr. Gomez came to see me there and, you know, like I was still a bit groggy, so to speak. But I only stayed into hospital. I was only on the ward for, I believe, 2 days.
This has transformed your life. Explain to me what your life or what your food life. I mean, being a chef, it must have been awful to not be able to eat the foods that most people take for granted. What was your life like before and what's the difference now?
Oh, it was awful. So there we are watching people in restaurant windows tucking into food. You know? God. Even going to the, you know, just going around cafes, having a cup, because I was liquids, a lot of liquids I was having. So I was in coffee shops watching people munching paninis and blah, 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 you know, thinking to myself, oh, that, I wish that was me and all the rest of it. And as I said, every food kept being lodged. So I was unable to just eat like that. You know, I wasn't able to do that. And it really upset me a lot, actually. I was eating a lot of mashed potato, lots of vegetables, things like that, and fruit, and yeah, generally quite soft diet, yeah. And then once the procedure took place and after recovery from the procedure, obviously I was able to eat again, which is great. So I went out with my wife and we went to the local catering college, university school, where they sort of have like a restaurant for general public, So I went in there and had steak and this and that. I mean, I was unable to hold steak down.
Less than 2% of NHS patients with a condition have had this surgery, but it sounds like a real lifeline. So if someone's struggling, what would you say to people? Because I think a lot of people do pass it off as, oh, it's a bit of acid reflux, it'll go away.
Oh, I'd go seek medical advice and go to your doctor and say to them, this is the treatment, you know, and can we have it? Because it is a life changer. It changed my life completely.
And now you can eat, I get everything.
Yeah, which is bad, really, because my weight's increasing. I mean, I was unable to enjoy food, that's right. And being coming from a background of working in as a chef and stuff like that, it's torment you.